Shusav Mori, learning in Siman Static Valid, the sugya about taking one min, a kli, and sticking inside another min. Basically, take one case, you have a milk, a spoon, you stick it into your flesh, a pot. Basically, you have your milk, a spoon, you stick it inside your cholent. What's the lach in that case? You have to know the lach and the gate to the oichel, the gate to the kaf, and the gate to the gedera. Two different questions over here. The first question is, why is your spoon milchex? What makes it milchex? So Moshe says 2 points over here. He says, first of all, it has to be a case that is put inside within 24 hours. And we know that in the gate of 24 hours, we know it's machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos says in the Slilo, we mitzarf it numerous times, but over here, the machlokes goes straight up, locha 24 hours. It has to be a case of a kli rishon. How do we come milchex? Because you took the spoon, kli rishon, you put inside a pot of milk, that's his beloya. The Dak Moshe writes, and not a case of kli sheni. Dak Moshe over here says, like he writes in the buffet, not a case of kli sheni. There are two other cases discussed. The Taz brings down also a case of kli rishon that's on the ish, but it's not yet slayer's boy. And then he brings down a case, the sugya.
There are must klal was documented over here, and that something in order to become milachim has to be kli rishon.
Yes.
Dafka over here?
No.
All over. Anything that in order to consider milachim has to become kli rishon.
Yeah. And then we have a fourth case, the second one in the Taz, is a case of Iro Miklivishon. That means we have to discuss four cases over here. A case of Klivishon that's Yad Flaspoi, a second case of Klivishon that's not Yad Flaspoi, Alaish, a third case of Iro, and a fourth case of Klisheni. Now again, all four of these cases we discussed by Riches and Simon Kofay. However, it's also brought down over here, but so go through Laloch, what came out in the Gerd in these four cases making something Milchex. First, Klivishon that's Yad Flaspoi, the place can be very clear whether it's Alaish or not Alaish. Would not make a difference. It goes inside of it kuloi. That's Aleph. The second case over here, the case of Kliushin that's Ala Ish, but it's not Yad Slavespoi, Kamal Yam Shishlemo, brings down a Yerushalmi, once a Nichol Negev of our Choka, and we have to be Machmer. The Shach, who had in Simon Kofay, brings down this Yam Shishlemo, and says it's a Toys Havon of Shat and Yerushalmi. The Shalmi says Yad Shaletespoi, it means Yad Slavespoi, and therefore he goes on saying it's a mistake. However, we had over there, the Chonim wrote down, that the Beis Yaakov met. Shaletis means you have to stay away from Atachoko, and Yad Shaletis boy means Alok of Yad Shaletis boy. So it's the words are incorrectly understanding it. I come along the Nashkenim bring down the Beis Yaakov had a Vakuach with the Shach, he met the Shach, he argued with Pshat with the Shach, and therefore end of the Beis Yaakov, Hailid Litvarov. The Beis Yaakov said the Shach is masking to be Machmer at the end of the day. Asking to be machmer, and if we look at the kuras akesev over there in Kofay, he ends off thinking can be yashu the Yishami like the Yamshu Shleimo. Therefore, in Siman Shinin Chesed on Shabbos, the Taisu Shabbos Machzal Shekel, they bring down the loch is that the Shach Meisel was machmer like this Yamshu Shleimo. It's chayzer by his hoydle ledvarav. The gam the kan feyoyinu by also here come along and says, no, he just didn't answer him. He didn't bother answering him because he held he was wrong. Find always mavucha what happens. Someone just keeps quiet. What does that mean? It means he was maskim or not. The Meisah, we have those who want taina to be machmer, and therefore the locha in Hilchos Shabbos among Avram and Siman Shinin Ches, he paskins the kli rishon. It's al eish not yaslus, but you have to be machmer. He does end off ayin taz Siman Tzarek dal by us. He doesn't end off the taz says not the way. But the Meisah says the Yom Shlomo says to be machmer. The svar to be machmer. We had two reasons, either mitzah the sugya of our chokah, which sounds like the Yam Shleim over here, or mitzah we saw that there's a rashman, simon kofay, seems to understand it's belay, even it's not yad shleis boy. And then we mentioned different nafkaminas, had to understand the svar over here. No, it means to we have to cash this kli over here. We have to be machmer. We're saying it's belay over here. We have to worry for this kli. It's our chokah to be machmer. We're our chokah to be machmer. The Maisa, what to go do? Again, the Taz, he does bring down the Yam Shlomi, he ends off the Maisa to be Makel. On the Shach in Siman Kofay, Kibbeh over there in Siman Kofay says, I said to be Makel, why Ayin is mitzayin to our Taz over here? Our Taz of Maisa is Makel. That's Kibbeh and Kofay over there. They were the Chavadas over here, and the Chashulchan, the Yathudo, they the Maisa come on to be Makel. The Shabun of the Shabbat, Siman Shinin Ches, which can be Mechabatin Shabbat and Shari Surah. But he writes over there, the Maisa of the Locha is to be Makel, like the Shach and the Bichodosh, not like the Magavom. And that's how the Goyin says, that's not Pshan Yishami like the Yamshu Shlomo. Just to point out, he says, who is the one to be Makel? He says the shach. The shach might still have to be koach of beisach. It was chayzer to be machmer. Who says it's chayzer to be machmer? In Simon Shadiches, the place of Shabbos there, the machzor shekel over there, and over here says he was chayzer. So we mentioned the chayzer, the pel and the mishbura, according to the one to be mekel is a shach. Lech shiel meis, at the end of the day, the mishbura seems to be mekel. Now, there seem to be two sheetahs so far. A third sheetah is
that
the. No, it's not yet. Tell us what, whatever happens, it doesn't transfer. We're not worried about it. Of course, we don't put milk as touching fleishiks. But once it's touching, it's not yet tell us why, nothing happens. The case over here is not yet tell us why. What's the luck with not yet tell us why? Now, the Badashokhul Mice, if you just want, over here the Mice is Michael, and Kofi is Machmer. Chagur Shmuel, the Mice over here was Michael, over there the Mice is Machmer. There seems to be a steer's Chachmazodom. So you have the Shachel is Chazer, Badashokhul is Chazer, Chagur Shmuel is Chazer, Chachmazodom. Knowing that the Shach over there and Kofi is steer's. Of the Ramot, Teres Chaim, the Dakimoisha versus the Teres Sachatos. So, Maisha seems to be a third Malachim in between. Coming by the Shulchan in his Beluim and Kufay, and he points out, before we got a problem over here, how can everyone come to be Chayzer, to be Machmer? So, he points out, it really depends. If the Blee of is going inside Eichel, or is going inside Kalim. It's as far to say, when it goes inside Eichel, it's easy to go inside Kalim. Example, a Kli that is Blee is inside. You have your crack pot with the bli on top, you put your chal on top. This is a kochosh. You go from your kli to your eichel. Clearly, kli the maisa, you have bli inside, will not go. So be nichlis into another kli, the maisa, it's harder than be nichlis into eichel. Therefore, come on the minchis Yaakov, he himself wants to say this chilik, he wants to answer pshat and the steerus of the rabbi, first choice chakas. That the idea to be machmo when it's not a yaslas boy, when it's ala eish, is dafka going inside eichel, not going inside kalim. That means at the end of the day, we have three sheetahs to understand halacha of this taz by us. We have those mice who are mekel straight up. That's the taz by us. That's the mice that Kivagin Kofay says that's the ikr. Those who are machmer, the chazor of the shach, the way the young shulam the mice are machmer in all cases. Then we have the in between case, how the chachmazadim went, the vaday shulchan the mice went, that to go inside from clearly, to go into a kli the mice will be machmer, to go into the oichel the mice will be mekel. That's first the sheetahs. The mice are practically. I never ever heard of a rabbi being machmor when say not a case yes less boy. They usually ask not a yes less boy. Or even the self agreement started. The mice never heard anyone being machmor. I got me shlodin the arstom machmim out there. Mice never heard anyone being machmor that way. Well, again, the way it's worked down over here has to be ala ish.
And you put the pot with pleasure with milk in it on
right?
The fire.
And then you, and outside you a piece of meat to touch it outside the cold pot. Now
then you
have
put in milk.
Fine,
put
fine.
Even that case.
I never heard anyone be machmer. Fine, that's again the second situation over here. Third situation is a case of Iroi. Now, the loch is neger to Iroi, it's not brought down over here. Kamal the Shach, the Tas, and Lysis should have been brought down. Now, the Tas says, just like we had in Tzadikai, the loch of Iroi, the top of Bos and Kol of the Maisi Machmer, also we should be machmer. Now they point out, what's the loch in the gate to Iroi? Iroi is only, we know by now, we always say over and over, that depends on nifsek or kiloch and not nifsek kiloch. If it's not nifsek kiloch, loch is Iroi mikra, it's klipa mikra din. If it's not nifsek kiloch, the loch is, it's the other way around, nifsek kiloch and Iroi, a loch is only be klipa midin chumro. If that's so, discussing a klipa over here, frekta, the course of kesem on the taz, prim godim, why in the world are you mixing apple and oranges? The case will be of a klirishin is kuloi. The case over here of your spoon going inside is only klipa, the stomach of shishim versus the case of a klipa. That's their kasha. The mice, they say they were saying the loch of Iroi is only case of a klipa. Come on the chavadas, the degum of Ova, and the tinyono on the side, and the surah shogun arachs. We now want to answer pshan the taz. We had in kufay that there's a yamshu shlemish shita that says Iroi is kuloi. Now the taz brings it down. The question is, do you really pass like that or not? They want a paskin. And what is he going back on? They bring down from over here in Sadiq Dalit that it brings it down to Salacha. It says Deng Mavav and Chavadas, but it means over here that Echnami Iwe is Kuloi. I mean, you say over and over Iwe is Klipa, depends what level, it's not that simple. The Taz and the Yam Shlomo, the Maisa Paskin, the Iwe is Kuloi. Iwe is Kuloi. That's the Chiddush we see that come out to answer the Kuzikaz of Kasha that Iwe is Kuloi. The fact that over here it's asking. Deng Mavav and the Kuzikaz of Kasha. Wonderful, the asking you should mention the case of Iwe and Ramo. case of only klivishi should have answered a case of iroi. Should have said a case of iroi. Says in the Kuzakasa, why iroi? That's klipos. Shishim, we have shishim over here. So they want to answer, Ekonami, yield the case of kuloi. And it's very good now that the kofei brings down the Yam Shalom Shita that iroi is the case of kuloi. The mice again, that's wrong, not seem to go that way, but that's again a third situation, the case of iroi. The fourth case over is the case of klisheni. Now again, the klisheni, again, it's a berucha all over. Over here, the Dakamosha, the Shitosa, it goes like the Moss says, the klisheni is only Machmach Hatilo, the Yevid, who won't make this boot over here, Melchix. It's not going to be not be a case of Mavliya. The mice again, in Simon Kofei, in Sifbeis, we had the Taz and Shach, the Vingdan, those want to argue. The way the Taz want to Paskin says, you can only make one Sefsa Ruba with Dabba Choshu. The Shach says it can be made in the case of Hefsimubo. The Taz over there says it goes in the case of Kuloi. The Shach says it goes in the case of Klipo. He also says it can be made in the case of the Klimateches. At the end of the day, it's the same Achlokes here and there. What the Loch is the Gedi Klisheni. Those who are Mach over there, Mokm Hefsid, said about the Shulchan, he all over. He's Mach for 10 times like Chokh Bazodim to only make a Mokm Hefsid. Otherwise, who says to be Mach over here, a lesser Hefsid. Mice, you mentioned the numerous pasukim, among the numerous merara, that a cliche in the mice will not have the chumra at all, even makom hefsid. We do not need even the heter of hefsid, and therefore a cliche in the mice will be mutter. Fine, so that's how you mice make a milchik. These are the four options. Yes. Oh no, those words doesn't know. That's no. That those words. No, those, no. It's not like Chendik in this, not his own sheet, correct. I saw the Yitzvahadim Shulchan Aruch point that out before also. They didn't have a good terrace for it. You didn't have my mock to answer it.
Did you buy iPhone?
Yeah. Numerous Mariah called this way, yes. So we go with Mechab Garmo. Fine, so again, we went through four ways how Spoon comes Milchik. Either it's Klevish and Alish, that's Yas Lesbo, Yabhadi Yas. Not yes, as well, you never heard any Mariel being Machmer, Iroi, Ikri Pasans, Klipa, Nakuloi, and the fourth case, Klisheni, but he ever numerous Mariel, Maisa, Michael, straight out. Now, what's the Melchix? We have the spoon over here, you stick it inside your chulent over here. What's the Locha? You need a case of. Yeah, now we'll have to get a stick of Dov Gush, but without Dov Gush, all of it is the same thing right now. Now, we have the spoon, you stick it inside your chulent, the Locha is you need Shishim. Shishim against the spoon. What part of the spoon? The three parts of the spoon you can discuss over here. You can discuss the food, you can discuss the whole type spoon, when this discuss negate metal, with negate plastic or wood, you cannot discuss that. You have a second option, the spoon, the mount of the spoon that went inside the pot. The third option, the mount of the spoon that went inside the food. That means when you have a spoon, you have two options of the spoon.
Yeah.
The mount that went into the food, or that it's a further, higher part that went inside the pot, that's not inside the food. That means you can have the pot halfway full. The spoon goes inside the pot. Does it mean the level of the pot to come not go inside the food? So the three options discussed, Sigzi versus the spoon.
Zeo.
Zeo, I have it right. That's correct. That means again, we have three options over here. Either Chamuksaz and Chamkuloi, the whole spoon, or the mouth that went inside the pot, or the mouth that went inside the food. 60 times what? The food, let's say the food is halfway inside the pot. So the amount that went inside the food is much less than one side of the pot. Yes. So first, Kamal the Kresi, the Chavdas, they point out, read the words of the Mechaber, read the words of the Torah. They say, Yimasharim, what is the Kedero? The words of the Mechaber is very clear, Yimasharim, the Kedero. That means it wants to say the amount of it is the pot. Leave the crazy chavdas one time to get away as a pot. The Rosh Hashanah says the case over is a pot. The Svar Shabbat, they point out. We know we have a tibas chol that falls on top of a piece of meat. We have machlokes rashing places of mitzarif, the piece of meat that's sticking out. According to the rig, you mitzarif everything. According to Rashi, the mice, they only go that piece itself and not everything. So they speak out very clearly. Negate to the rig, of course, I think inside the pot is all one thing over here. So the whole spoon is now inside the pot. So you mitzarif whatever's inside the pot. That's Aleph. Even according to Rashi, they want to know. The only reason why Rashi wants to make it, because by food, it's harder for it to go out. Kalim, we know, already in Simu Kofei, by an Issa Kochush, by a Bli inside, will easier go out of a Kli. That means, Oichel to Oichel, when it's a blue, when it's Kochush, won't go out. When it's a Kli to Oichel, by blue, would go out. Why? It has in Shach say, it's not natural to have Blis inside the Kalim, it's not this natural place. Therefore, the one time, even Rashi agrees, we look at everything inside the pot. So they point out, come on, we have one malach that seems to be the pshan, the machaba begedera, say Rashi, and say the loch is yim starf shishim of the whole, the spoon that's inside the pot.
That's aleph. That's three, because it's in the pot.
That'd be an interesting question, right? What happens if it's sticking outside the pot?
Right, it's in the pot.
Okay, that's interesting. Or then that's how they're setting it up. The second shita, come on, the smack, when he says over this halacha, he says the amount of shishim that the spoon inside the roitiv. Smack said the mouth is inside the food. Therefore, the Pesach Shuvah over here on the page brings down the Chassam Sefer that he says, go look at the Shach, that brings down the Yamsha Shleima, that says, what do you look at? The Risha Kaf, the eagle, that the ladle that goes inside the food. It goes in the food over here in the Shach. That should judge verse that amount. And he ends off, V'chein Noigim Balayrois, the Minig Mariro is to look at the mouth that goes inside the food and not inside the pot. And therefore, the Chacham Sodom, Yad Yehuda, the Maestro, they went this way. And they want to have Rashi in the reader. Say, if I care, according to Rashi, the only reason to be machm over here is oichel to oichel. But Kalim, who says it goes out? There's more. Maybe it's more kal negates to give Kalim over here. So fuchas, mamash, they say over here.
So if you say it's only that goes into the food,
right?
And then you need shishim, that they'll shishim inside the whole pot or just the food?
No, but shishim against just that spoon that went inside.
Shishim of the tafshul?
All the whole food.
The whole food?
Food, only the food. No, only the food.
Oh, so because the other way, it was
never,
out the pot too.
No, we look at the test ready, not mitzarev the pot.
So
we never mitzarev the blaze in the pot.
So all of the first sheet that holds that...
We look at the spoon that's inside. 60 versus spoon.
The spoon.
That's inside the pot. Not the whole spoon.
Again,
with yeah, correct. But that's to come on a third malach over here. Come on the Pirim Godim. And the Malach Shulchan Baker, he wants to go this way. He said, what happened to the Sugi of they're discussing? No, he come on the what happened to the Sugi of Zayah? I mean, they point out, everyone knows you have a tibas chalav falls on top of a piece of meat. What's the eitzah? Either near miyad or do a kisoy. Do a kisoy, it makes up as if the whole entire pot is full over here and starve everything over here. Why? Because if there's zeya that falls on the whole entire thing, it's going to starve everything. So they want to know, but let's say you have zeya coming out. So they want to say the Pirim Godim, if zeya, the bad time you look what's inside the food, that's all you look at. Like the Chassam Sefer. Except if the zeya there and the zeya is yad sledes boy. That means if you hit the top of the pot, not yas lettuce boy. If it's inside the pot, might say if it's yas lettuce boy, which it's not, won't be that way. But if it's yas lettuce boy, it's not worse than the case of covering it and considering it's all everything inside. Therefore, the one time in this situation, when the zeh is yas lettuce boy, then you look also at the spoon that's outside the food, but it's inside the pot. But Shulchan points out, usually what's outside the pot is not yas lettuce boy. Usually inside the pot is yas lettuce boy, the zeh. He said economic materials would change, the loch would change. But that's the assumption that's inside the pot, usually Yad Slash Boy, outside usually not Yad Slash Boy. That means how to Mishai Sigzi versus what? There are really three options among the Paiskim. We either have the word the Mechabe is in the Kedero, we have the idea of the Shach, that some service in Minigamori Ro is inside the food. We have third option, the Prima Gomma says it's in the food, unless it says Yad Slash Boy. Now, once we have this aloch over here, who can we semich upon to be this concept of how much went inside the food? The first speaks out the Aruch HaShulchan with the Banish Chai. That means for women tell you that it went this amount inside the pot, inside the food, the Maisel and Nemon. Don't be mafakim with the fact that they're not sure. Maisel, we're stomach upon them. Now comes the Pesach Shuvah discusses, do people in general, don't be mafakim between men and women, that's what I'm saying. Men and women the same. Now the question is, are we going to be stomach upon them, the Loi Ramle Inche, to know that how much went inside your pot, inside your food? Are we Ram Inche, Loi Ramle Inche? So the Maaseh Pesach Shuvah brings down the Nedib Yehuda Chiddush over here that since sometimes there's a Nacht Min El Halacha, therefore Ramlei Inshi, because sometimes they'll know that it's the get to how to Mishara things. Chiddush. The Chasholim says, why should that be? He wants to say a difference for it because they did be a dime, therefore they know. So the others want to say the Maaseh, if they say, I know exactly how much went inside, the Nemon. Went inside the food, Inshi, to inside the pot, they are Nemon. Atzad Hashem, the Maaseh Sholmeishav, the Yehuda, the Vashukum went, but Maaseh, why would a person know what exactly he did when afterwards he chopped? Oh my gosh, this is milk and that's flesh. Why should that be so? Just practically, again, the machalik so we have, the Lo Yeramli Inshay, are people nemen afterwards to say what happened? If it's true, why not? Because people don't pay attention to it, right? If you don't pay attention to it, What?
The people they're saying they know, then they know.
But people have demyanis, say nicely. Yeah, people will say, yeah, but some that's what happened. I ask people enough times, the story keeps changing. You know, so. Fine. Even without changing, you know that's how people are assuming.
Lemaisa.
Oh, the Kamala Pimagonim says, if you go to the Gedra's food when he himself wants to go, then, and especially in our Kalim, it could mean those Kalim wasn't that clear. In our Kalim, anytime you take it out, it's very clear on the mark where it is. It was very clear on the mark. It's not Ramli Lo Ramli. My CC, it's black and white. If it's black and white, Echonami, all the Pais can agree. What?
So what's soon
was washed off, everybody would agree. No, that'll be the Shem, the Pais over here. If it's washed off and no one can tell, that'll be a Shiloh. Then if it's Pais being done, the Behud Lamai says, no problem. And other ones say, there's a problem.
It's only if you go to the sheet that no. The tax.
Don't think so. Because that's Messiah could be two mine. One of Messiah could be two mine? Could be. I'm not sure I can go do that
it's
one.
It's only to the sheep that they're
holding. I'm allergic to that amount inside the spoon. Okay. I'm not sure I can go do that. Now, when he said to Mishar gets what? The words of the Shafin Nil Yamshu Shleima is a Risha Kaf. Explain to Kiv Eger, what does that mean? That means the eagle over here, it's around the ladle over here. I kind of explained what does that mean. It means it really depends what you're doing with this spoon over here. If you're over here coming to go serve it, usually what you do, you take over the top and serve, top and serve. But let's say you're stirring it, mixing it, you know, the whole thing goes inside. You won't have this idea of the shaf in the Kiv Eger. What do they point out? If you're the type of person who has children, but you want the meat, you start dishing, you're looking around, or you have soup, you start trying to get the carrots to the bottom, you won't have this for over here. That means this kimt over here, the shach, that when I'm going to bring you down, that goes, Rosh Hakath, that's the assumption. That's the assumption. If that's not the assumption, you won't be stuck upon that concept over here.
Okay, anyways, who knows how to make the cheshbon with shishim? Can I get the part of the stick of the spoon?
You want an Excel sheet to go figure it out? It's very simple. The Pesach Shuvah says you stick it in 60 times into your water displacement scene, and it works out. Okay. Now, fine. Now, so until now, we're discussing is it inside the food or is it inside the pot? That's the case when you get to plastic and you get to wood. When you get to metal, we have Nochos Sugyo of Cham Tzotzer Cham Kuloi. Now, it's brought down over here. We'll get to more barichas and tofs and aleph, so if you pay, and again, it's in Mukhov aleph, and Sevov. Just so what comes out, the chedushim that are very important, three very important points that come out from over here. First, we have a klog gemara psachim of Hahindal that says, chamik tzaz cham kuloi. Over here in the gate, you put your spoon inside that's metal. We're saying there's a tam of the metal coming out as it go inside what's happening over here. That means, just to be clear, we have the sugya over here, it's like something in general. We have the idea of tatogovar and logovar. You have a piece of meat amount that's blowing hot to put cheese on top of it. How much is coming out and going in? Kuloi. So why in the world do we have a pot of spoon, a pot of soup, or chulent, and we have a spoon inside, how much is it? That chametodicham kuloi, it only makes us. So we had a yisoid in Kveg and Simukufei. The idea of tatogovar and law does not apply to Caleb. We see clearly from over here, and he says, why? Look at Simon Sangdalit. That means the idea when the bottom thing is hot, the loch is kuloi, the toe gover, that is not plenty kelim. We hear the bottom thing is hot, it won't be kuloi. Only question again, the cham tzad, the cham kuloi, the gate to metal. Otherwise, wood and plastic is not true. That means the idea of the toe gover does not apply to kelim. That's one you say very clear from our sugyo. No. The question is how far to apply it. No. That's a loch over here. Kivegis says you over here, we do not say by kelim. That's clear, it's black and white over here. What's the option? No, oh, so I'm saying with the cleats on top. Now you couldn't, the question the other way around, the cleats on the bottom.
Right.
I'm saying with Kivegin.
No.
What's on top? I mean, discussing with the cleats on top, there's no sugar to talk over the bottom thing is hot. The cleats on bottom is something else. But now the gate to over here and the gate to metal cham tzotzer cham kuloi getting more upset from the vayin dalid. Here we're discussing we're putting the spoon inside. That's a milchix inside the chulent. Question: how much being pilot coming out of the spoon? Pilot, be very clear. What's the loch in that case? The greisus mark Rebbeinu Peres. He comes and says the loch over here is kuloi. You judge against the whole entire thing. Cham tzotzer cham kuloi. The greisus mark is coming to argue on this mark. That's go on. The Beit Parish coming to Agnes Mak. He says Allah is Miktsasa. You do not say Cham Miktsasa Cham Kulay are being pilot. So my colleagues are showing them the Goyis Mak versus Mak. We say this negate being pilot time over here. Allah Lamaisa. The Mechaber has two shitas. And the Mohan Maisa ends off Vechin Noigim. The Allah is we do not say Cham Miktsasa Cham Kulay be pilot time out of the spoon inside the Cholent over here. That's how all of them Ashkenaz Maisa go. Yom Shloimo, Lavosh, Prisho, Shach, and others. Negate to the Bnei Svard. It's interesting. Over here, the Stav Yesh Oimim. I come to the Shach and says Stav Yesh Oimim. The cloud is Alocha Kistam. Now, there's a Mavucha among the Bnei Svard in general. What does it mean, Alocha Kistam? Does it mean that we Samech upon it, Ikra Din? Or does it mean only we have Subim when it's stuck, then we'll Samech upon it? So, it's a Mavucha in general, called Torah Kula among the Bnei Svard. And one of the places it discusses is right over here. That means you take out the Zivchei Tzedek. Afterwards, the Talmud, the Beresh Chai, or the Kam Chaim over here, they come along with Taino, the Loch is Tam Yishayim, the Loch is Kistam, but only they have Simuba. Otherwise, when we Chosh Yishayim, it's a bigger riot. The Mechav is bringing down the Yishayim. If it's a Loch, it's Tam Yishayim, Loch Kistam, why bring down the Yishayim for it? Must be with Chosh Yishayim, unless you really stuck, have Simuba, cover Jabbat, the Gaitanim, then we go back to the Loch Kistam. So the Shani is Kidua, Vad Yosef, numerous places go against the Klal. The loch over here is, we said, Yishayim, we come tell you there are tzirufin to be machmon, but about even any you have some more, the mice can be makel, loch is kistam. That means the gate to the bnei svard, lumum of uch over here, Sam Yishayim, loch kistam, how much? The gate to the Ashkenaz, the most very clear, the chenoigim, the words that are chashulchan is also, the place of the mice go very simple that way, that we are the mice can be makel and not be pilot, the bleeds from the whole entire spoon, only what's inside either the kdeo or inside the pad over here. Now, if that's so, just to bring out the point that Pesach Tshuva over here says, there's a halacha in Sim Kufchav Alef Sifav by us. Over there says, let's say you have a utensil that was belaya only halfway. You took your spoon and used it halfway. You can cash it also the same way halfway. You put it inside the boiling hot water only halfway. That's what it's brought down. Now the question is that so or not? The Rashba says you cannot do that. If it came treif halfway, you have to cash it fully. And the most of the Maestro you can. Machlokes Rashba versus Ro. Machlokes over there Mechaber versus Ramo. Fine. The Maestro, the Ramo says why the Maestro can be Mekel. The Maestro, you know why? Kabbalaya kach paltoy. Just like it went in only through being stuck in halfway to the food. Or come out being stuck in only halfway to the food. In fact, the Shach, and the going. First, the loch over here. The Ramah over here saying we do not say the klal chamuktosa cham kuloi. That means it's not usur. Coming the Ramah over there says the reason why you can cash something became usur because it only went in halfway. The kibalei kach paltoi. Why say the words kibalei kach paltoi? It's not true. It just never went inside. Not kibalei kach paltoi. Never went inside. That's the cash of the iskan Ramah. So there are two tuvotsim before we get to what the seventh pesach chu by us. One, the shach wants to.
That didn't change the thing though.
No, the question is, why saying the svar kabla kapalte? To say, chamuktas chamkulay, we do not say v'chei noigim. Where's the more v'chei noigim? So we have one svar, either the pichodish, the going, the one that says ravchlim also. Echnami, doesn't go in, but even one say it does go in, kabla kapalte. A second svar, the shach one say, it does not mean the dinner kabla kapalte, it means the metzias. How went in, went out, and didn't go in. Because it's chamuktas chamkulay, we don't say. Fine. Interesting idea over here. Meister, come on the Mogavrom in the Pesach, Dr. Alps, Gronach of Dalit, brought down by us in the Basil, brought down in the Verhative, brought down the Pesach Tshuva. Yeah. He comes along and he says over here, Yesh Lachalach between going in and going out. Very important you said over here. Chamach says the Chamkulu we're discussing over here is the amount that goes out of the Kli. Mashagin over there we're discussing the amount that goes inside the Kli. It wants a taina to go out from the kli. That Ramah says you won't say v'chein noigim. To go inside the kli, the bleedus of Isra or whatever the boss that lemaisa you would say. As far as very simple, why? To go out, you have a spoon that's sticking inside. The first thing that goes inside goes out. What's behind it never gets to. When it goes in over here and just pushes and pushes and pushes. Goes in and in, it pushes further back, pushes the next level, the next level. So there is a shaka svar to mechalik the amount of going in versus going out.
What's the song?
When you have a spoon, it goes in. So the bleed goes inside what's inside the food. Okay. And it pushes more bleeds in. So push the water in further back. And more, so to go in, it's easier to go in.
And put it out. Malcolm's pouring out.
No, pours out from the, why can't pouring out? It doesn't.
Same way one pushing in.
It doesn't pull, not pulling. Whatever is in, it takes out. It doesn't pull.
Okay, it's
not
a
magnet.
Go pushing up.
No, that's very correct. No.
No?
Again, it doesn't fall out. You have to have something taking it out. So it's easier to put things in than take things out.
Like
that means.
Urine?
What? Similar to ear is hybrid of the tongues.
We don't go
out. Right, we don't go out. But this, we see that concept already. But over here, again, we have come on the Magavram. Magavram said, like, bring your chloride. The lachah we have by Tipas Cholov on a pot in Simon Salik Bays. Shlok negative reactive, where does it go? Goes inside the whole entire pot. How does it go inside the whole entire pot? It goes only when it hits, nothing more than that. It doesn't come cooling. So going in, a vada goes. Going out, it doesn't. Right from Tipas Cholov. That's right. Therefore, it comes out, just be clear, that the Magavram over here, Maish is saying, the mount, what happens over here, it goes in, but it does not go out. No, so you want to say, that's what came out, Kabler Kachpaltoi. Negetu, Kashu. Then it will come out, that situation. Because it went into the Shrach level.
So you don't need Kashu Holding
then? Won't have to. But we do, what it might will happen, not, I mean, is use the other side. It might be straight from the side. That's what Chazal says. That's a good aura, but that's what Chazal says. The Maisa, so this is what comes out. If you read the Shach by us, the Shach over here says, Einem Moilich Bli Asai. Ham Sadech Ham Kloi, Einem Moilich Bli Asai means that Bli does not go in. The Magavam over there is the Kasha, the words of the Shach, the words of the Dakamoshi, Einem Moilich does not go in, not does it go out. They're saying the wrong words over here. So the Kamal the Magavam says, no, the words of the Shach over here, the Dakamoshi means, Dahainu does not come out. The Maisa, before the Shach and the Shach, is the Shtosai. He is a kasha in the Amon Kuf Chavalov, and he says over there it's Raflam also, or the case of the Metziah Shavai. The Maestro comes out, the place can say that does it go inside or not? The Maestro Magavam says it goes in. Mishmu and Tafton Aleph, the El Rabbah over there said the Maestro does go in. Atzad Hashani, the Maestro, the Pasha, the Shach, does not. Chavadash, Prim Godom, Yad Yudah, the Maestro says it does not. Machlech, Mavuch, among the Achronim, does it go in or not? I mean, going out, that's from more Chenoigim. Going in, Big Mavuch, among the Achronim, we'll get to more Barichis, the Tafton Aleph and the Kuf Chof Aleph, does it go in or not? That's one you said in the Pesach Shu that's very important.
If it only goes in halfway.
If it only goes in halfway, then the Kash is, well, how do you answer Tibas Cholov over here? So, sorry? We'll get to Kuf Chof Aleph. No, there's no such thing. You have to cash the whole thing. We'll get to. No, if it only went in halfway that way, then yes. But not,
oh, then you could only.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if so, come on the Achrin, they point out, if you want to say the Shach, he himself holds the Loch, it does not go in. So, if so, how in the world by Tibas Cholov go inside the whole entire pot? So come along with the Panama U.S. that's brought on the second side of the Pesach Tshuva. This idea that we can say does not go inside, it's only the case where it's not the case over here is hot. If the thing itself is hot, that means you leave your spoon inside your pot for 10 minutes, everyone knows eventually the metal gets very hot. It cannot mean that situation will say Cham Mutzal Zecham Kulay. That's what Panama U.S. wants to answer this question. That's how, again, Gon Mechavdas, we give Eger, they want to go. And the Bada Shulchan points out that this Yisrael over here, we have two Yisraelis right now. We have one Yisrael that goes in, Lapa's going to go with, and Lapa's going to say when it gets hot, also goes in. And they're both coming from the same raya, Tibas Cholov. Coming from Bada Shulchan, he says, first of all, it's true that the same raya does not mean that they're arguing with each other, and they can pass both of them the Chumro. He himself passing both the Chumro. Because the Yisrael Shavai is not Tali Zebes there. The raya is coming from the same raya, that's true. But my story, we're going to be making both the concepts that even though Chay Noigim, we do not say Chamut Zazicham Kuloi, but if it's hot, number one, yes. Number two, Lapa's going to say, even when it goes inside. A third Yisrael over here come along and they discuss that this whole idea to be makel is only when it's not heated up by fire. The end of the Pesach Tshuva over here, when the case over here is heated up by Eish itself, that means put on the fire itself, that's the most case of Sochem, also the case of Cham Mutzal Zecham
Kuloi. Now you took it off the fire, what's the case?
Yeah, any case. But the Maaseh, fire itself heated up, not through another medium.
So male wants, and now when you put that boiling hot spoon into the soup,
or Stamazai, let's say there's a fire at the end of the soup, at the end, also at the same time, even if it doesn't get it hot. If there's a fire, they will say the Yisrael Necham Tzor Necham Kuloi.
It has to be on the fire. But once you move
either on the fire, or it's heated up from the fire. That's the three Yisraelis. That means it comes out, just Maskono, again, we'll have to get to more Barichas, but the very three point Yisraelis over here. We do not say Necham Tzor Necham Kuloi unless, number one, Lapas say Nechnas, number two, if it's hot already, and number three, it's heated up by fire over here. Therefore, based on this, people discuss double ovens, double sinks, double ovens. Are you allowed to have a double oven? Milk is not plastic over here. The reason why you have to have ashgacha upon these ovens over here, because it's all one metal. Double oven, you have, in my house, I have two ovens that seem to be one top of plastic, bottom one is milk stacked, one top of another.
Oh,
so some are separate. They allow them in this country that's being sold as a double oven that's really one metal. They point out the problem here is our what? This biscuit
shuva. One metal for the two boxes.
It seems to be the same. It's been there's two separate boxes where they just appear on the outside, but some inside is one metal, cheaper that way.
Where's the fire?
The heating element either inside. You can have heating elements in different places. You could no. So what will happen? So they point out number one, you heat up the top one, the bottom will get hot. So therefore, if you heat up milk on top, the bottom will get hot. Second, even if it doesn't, a lot of times through the case of Aish. And number three, discussing the case of Nichnas. They point out, you want to make a chametz to the chametz who says it. We have all three reasons why you machm, why you need ashkochas on your double ovens.
We have.
You have not that way, correct. But a lot of places, they can call it whatever they want to call it. The double oven that's attached is one metal, and the double oven that's not attached. Why do you need ashkocha? To make sure you won't have a sugi over here. Of the three, all three problems of the Pesach Teshuva is by a double oven. That's what you need ashkocha for. They negate the double sinks. Over there, also, well, some of the sinks are all one metal. There, the last person you have to get to, why you want to be mekel, the whole chumah is only tzad iroi, you don't be klipa, has a transit one to another. That last person why we make one have this situation. And of course, everyone knows the deer day, Shiloh, where you take glasses, you mix one side with your coffee, the other side your chicken soup. So what's halacha? If it's all one metal, if it's all one material over here, if it's mine, I find everyone knows deer day, Shiloh, I ain't sure. That's the same sugya, cham tzaz, cham kuloi. Can be nichnas, it goes inside. It's hot already, and it's through age, through fire. We have a boiling system. But
if you fill the bottom of the second oven while the top one is on, you feel like that's what it's for. Is that not enough to say it's not a problem?
No, because you still buy a nichnas. Makaram, Beis Hillel, it goes inside.
If it's one piece of metal.
But one piece of metal, but different pieces, it's fine. But one piece of metal, then you get involved with what happens if two different pieces of metal and the screws there. That's another signal we'll leave for the case of screws. Also, the deer days gets involved. What's glasses with screws? What?
Screw makes one, but makes anything into one.
Depends if it was well done. We discussed it also, we'll have to get back to you. But a piece of metal, nothing should happen. But the others one kind of depends how it was made.
If
it just heats up the bottom one, it doesn't make a difference.
It heats up the top one.
If it's not physically attached, you can't get one to another. Clearly, clearly does not go obliterative.
Who
cares? What? Moshe says no. You want to argue with him? Call him what? Fine. Next sif. Sif. Come on, look and sif beis. Now the mice, you come over here, you stick your spoon inside, the locha is you need shishim. You stick it in two times, the second time. We do not know in between what's a locha, machlokes over here. The smack in the Torah, so the mice need two times the amount. Masha engin the isavet aruch, Shemitashim says the mice only need shishim over here. A locha the mice, come on the machaber, and he says to be more machman than more. This time he says you don't know. The locha is that we're going to be machman, you need two times shishim. That means if you know about it, the locha is common bottle. In fact, the shach, the ma'aseh kamakam bottle, we know the klal of chayzev veneer rejuvenates the taste that's there before. That means we have the locha, the end of the Siman Tzadok test, that the question over here is when you have two times to assume the ism bottle is as a same time and the same ism that rejuvenates itself. I mean, the chazah falls inside 6z motor. A second piece of chazah falls inside 9920. You could have two pieces of chazah, the same time and the same ism. So over here, before you took your spoon inside, you took it out, and we know you fell back inside the mice, so why be makel for? He says, he said over here, Bethlehem is mimbe minoi. It's the same thing twice, mimbe minoi. Why are we going to mimbe minoi? Why? Matthias Batu Baroi, why we need shishim for? It's exer atu shleibe minoi. We do the same thing twice, it's not possible to be shleibe minoi. They have to go back to the ikalacha of being Batu Baroi. That's the chub shat over here in the machaber. Why? Only when it's loy noida, you need double the amount, not a case of noida, we're not saying the sugi of chayzim in there.
Can you say
something? Just, I mean, maybe
that's what we're saying. You're not adding more
Isser, it's the same
Isser
as going in.
Right.
Same kasha, tzadli beis, meat, tzadli beis. The meat, making chana going in and out, the milk going into the meat.
I'm not sure if that's actually the same thing.
Yeah. Why is it not the same thing?
We'll see afterwards. Fine. We have the Mechabel that he wants to say two times the amount, and even though the Yom Shlom goes this way, but Be'ekid and Neisfat do go this way, the Salochot, the Sivchit Tzedek, the Neshchai, they come along and say you need 120, but the Shulchan points out it's not true, it's not 120. It's 119. You want to be technical about it, because it has to be that you took the spoon out, and everything went out, 59. We have a drop left behind, and 59 went inside. With it, say the Sugir of Hanan over here. So that's him. So it's really, it's not 6z times plus 6z, it's 59 plus 6z. It comes out 119. Here's less. There's a drop more, right? No, there's also a drop left. Yeah, fine. Mice, that's the Mechabel. Mice, come on, Vemal, and it says, V'cheinoigim again, the Alach over here is only one time Shishim. The words of the Archashulchan is Ein L'shanis. Therefore, they ask the Mice, they go to the Alach as one time Shishim. Now, that means there are two Shishim over here. We have the Mechabel, Shishim, the Ramal. And again, first, the Mechabel says two times the amount. Let's say he did it five times. Do you need five times the amount? Ten times the amount. Come l'shach, and he's medayik in the mechaber, and him l'shitosai. The locha we say chanan is only by bas b'cholov, not by shari serum. We discussed numerous times, what's the locha when you have bas b'cholov with afterwards cholov? That means you already have isser, is that considered heter with heter? Or is that bas b'cholov that's isser with heter? That means if it's basr b'cholov, heter b'heter, then the mechaber says chanan. If it's chazer with water, it will not say chanan. What's the locha when it's bas b'cholov already? Is actually the isser with heter? Well, no, that's bas b'cholov with more cholov. That's the same locha of chanan. So the shach, his own sheet to come along in the paskins, that's nichon the klal of shari surim. Yeah. And for shari surim, there's no sugo via chanan to be machmet via the mechaber shito, and therefore the locha is only two times and not more. Hagam, we'll see. The Beis Yosef himself will not hold that way. So really, it's a kasha why the Shach same shot in the Mechaber that way. Well, nice, so that's how the Shach wants to say. The Yisrael over here is they only need two times, and it can never be more the case of two times.
If I want to make Chanan, what's the Abbas B'chol? If I want to make Chanan, that's already Chanan
Shara. That's worse. That's the Shach we are saying. Everyone agrees it's true. The question is the Mechaber.
Would not
the argument the Shach say will not say Chanan at all, and the other person will argue the Shach say will say Chanan with Davonon. But the Yisrael, what? We all go like other chayim, not like the shach. But again, everything is not that. My Torah is chana is heter and heter. Right. When it's bas b'chol with cholov, it's still not chana in
the Torah. The Ramal, the shari serve, but on the other hand, he doesn't hold the
circle. Yeah, but he holds the correct. Now the question will be: now that's the mechaber shishim. The to Ramal, the ma'aser, we are mekhal over here, and the loch is only one time shishim. Why one time shishim? So once for the taz and shach being done on the page. That on bleeds inside Kalim do we say Chanan? We know by now the Ramban sheet or the Yavon sheet or the Maisha, there is no Chanan on the bleeds inside the Kli. And therefore, there's Semech upon it over here. That means we had this halacha in Simon Tzadik Beis, Heivav and Zayin. It says Zayin, the Mechaba says, Semech upon that sheet, Machm Hefzegodl, Machm Tzarek. We had the halacha brought down in Simon Tzadik Chesef, hey, two sheets among the Mechaber. That those one time there's no Chanan inside Blias. Come along over here, the loch, the Ramah says no chanan inside blias. And therefore, come along to make and say only one time shishim. That means, what do we choshpo over here, according to Machaber? You're stuck inside shishim. Comes out, the maestro won't say, it's still inside a little bit. On the mouth, it's come along, is a little bit of viscer, and that's going inside, it will chanan it. Then the maestro chanan inside blias, the maestro won't say over here. The Baya, first of all, the item was asking, the maestro, we do say chanan inside blias. Only has to be Godel has covered Shabbos. Why over here the Maaseh be Mekel over here? Straight up, why be Mekel? That's one Shaila. So there is a second Svara, which Shmuel Tzadash himself says that if you remember the end of Simit Tzadik Beis, the Maril discussing the Sugya of a ladle is again of a Klivishin of Klisheni. He said the Vaz is again of Klivishin. Shmuel Tzasi and Shmuel Tzadash has a reason why over here to be Mekel a second Svara, because when you take it out, the ladle from inside the soup. The ladle ma'isa is what is a klisheni, and a loch of klisheni is not mavla mavliya. Therefore, another reason why you make all, because the ladle now when it came out is again of a klisheni. The second svara. So far, two svaras ma'isa why silver to be make all the chumas deshin. One svara there's no chanan and blias. The second svara when it comes out we say chanan. What do you mean the spoon right now is a klisheni?
Inside
there's no chanan and ma'isa shishim. It's all makusha. Only when it comes out.
So the
kav
comes out, becomes a
cliche. The kav goes, right now you have stuck inside a shishim. So it's all makusha, all mutter. What? No chana, it's all makusha. Everything is all mustard together. We come out, so now there's no shishim over here. So now you want to say Chanan, what of a klisheni? No, you can ask things by klisheni. That's the second story.
As soon as it comes out, it comes a klisheni.
Yeah. And again, the Taz itself goes on. Can't be, it's klirekom, right? That's the whole shtickle there. Because she'll be machmer. But he brings down this tremendous. That's the second reason. The mice, the second reason, not put down will be about the Taz and Shach. That's the second reason.
Okay.
They point out a baya.
Meaning because it's a subject klisheni, as a mailer, we're going to go with the
Ramah. It could be. I'm taking a second for her. Correct. Could be. We make it two things over here. The Bayah they point out in Simit Tanaches in the Loch and Sifdalin, come on the Shach and sends you over there. Over there, this class, you take food, you stick it in one time, you take it out to Shishim. Stick it the second time, only one Shishim sends you Ramah. Third time, only one Shishim. We don't care how many times, also one Shishim. Says you Ramah, how do I know? I in Simit Tanachdal by El Sif Aleph. Now let's take both for us. There's no Chanan and Sablis of Kalim to apply by food? No. You take a spoon out, it's a cliche, to apply by food? No. So both for us, the mice we make, we are even being make by food. And neither this far applies. But the Shach really sending you over there too, that is not the reason, must be why we make for it. It can be we make only because no Chanan and Blias. We have to be make for other svaras also. It cannot just be that Yisai. Again, the Shach says one reason no Chanan and Blias. That's very good on the Sadiq Li, very good. But I, we have not the reason why, because I ain't Sadiq Chesiv Dalit.
But
it
also.
Oh, so come along the going over here and said, before we have a problem over here. The mice and the svaras over here do not really apply to over there, and we're saying over there also to be makel. So look where there are other reasons also why to be makel. Just different ways how the Chachamim say over. The way the going wants to answer, can't I do what my father is saying? That Ba'etzim, the loch over here, Ba'etzim every single time it's always Mimim Minai. The food inside every single time Mimim Minai. Spoon every single time is Mimim Minai. So over here there's no reason because it's not Minai. To be the case of Shishim over here. Cain, with a shackle, we said by Chayz of Nir, will say the same you said over here, Bisham the Ramah. That's what the Goyin wants to answer. Another Svarah, the Prim God over here says, the only reason why we mach when we stick two things inside, because it looks like a new Isser, here's not a new Isser. Or another way, the Prichodesh wants to tie, no, over here there's no Isser Vadai. The whole idea of Shishim, by any means, is only the Rabbanon. Since there's no new Isser, we're not sure it's Miminoi, won't be Geyzer. So there are other Svarahs. Again, over here we have one Svarah, no Chanan inside Blias. The Shach tells you a tzir of all for the chesed talit. Over there, obviously, there are other svaras. And again, one simple svar the going to Malach is it's always the same thing, and the same thing is always mimina. We're not going to be going to other enemina. Now, this one you stick the spoon in. Let's say you stick the spoon in and you take it out, and there's food inside of it. So there come along the Chavdas Koch Mazadim says, it's true, the spoon you only need to have shishim, but also now need shishim plus the oichel. We'll come along, we'll ask the oichel over here. That means the spoon, again, you took the spoon inside, it was empty inside your chalot. You took it out with a potato. Then you took the same spoon and put it back inside. How much do you need now? So one shishim versus spoon, plus now the potato. Because the potato became also from the spoon. That's outside. Now over here, it's by itself. There's a new thing over here, and therefore the oichel itself comes also. What? It's not, again, we hold that a lay doesn't get a klishin and a klishin. Therefore, the potato now became also.
And
went back inside.
Yeah,
with the potato.
Oh, you put it back?
Yeah, back inside. I mean, Lewis, what people do, they take things in. What happens, people dish out a couple times. So you can't tell me over there that that's more of a common case. Right, so it depends. So somebody put out, somebody this thing stuck on, and you put it back inside. So you put things back and stuck on, you have to worry about the food also. Another thing, the Chamud Neil is brought down by the Pesach Chuv and says, Aloch is also back in the same part. Go this part and the other part. Back to this part, it's a new Isser. You have to worry about that also, double the amount of the spoon.
Why are we making on the ladle?
No, it sounds like I said a bunch of reasons. I said like five reasons why. I don't think each one stands by itself. It can be each one stands by itself. It has to be because we don't hold of each one. So how can we make a little error? Yeah, that's it's a kasha. I'm asking. Of course, it really kasha. The Gemara really is a kasha. How in the world think it's no chanan and blias? We hold. That's the reason we hold is Chanan and Blias. But we hold it, we know it's Tzadik Beis, Hei Involve, Chanan and Blias, and Machmer. We know it's Tzadik Chesef, Hei, we say Chanan and Blias. Him and we know Chanan and Blias. Depend on the Taz. The Taz is the cash, the bomb cash in the Taz.
Now one around
two. That's what it is. No, so you have to say two from over here. Say, this far as you have to throw in. Right, that's what I'm saying. Could it be just be that far?
Chanan
and Blias from Machmer.
Both
is. We're Choshesh, yes. That she came out also the Taz over there. Right, we have all these ideas over here. But I don't know. Sorry? So, no, could be L2 together. When there's food inside, no, there's not police. Police and clean. No, not police and clean. Police and food. We have inside the spoon right now, play shakes. Yeah, the spoon asks the food as well. The spoon will ask the food. Unless the food is shishim, but the spoon is no shishim. The spoon will ask the food. Fine. Look now in Sif Gimel. Once we discuss the food over here, now discussing it now, we take the spoon and stick it inside. If it's ben yoyma, there's no case of shishim. The loch is the food can be also in Isra Anoh. Now, the problem negated Isra Anoh, we discuss in Peizayin, certain points that come out negate the sugi of Isra Anoh. I mean, basically, take your spoon off the spoon, ben yoyma, you have shishim inside your children. The loch is your children is also ba Anoh. What to go do with it? You cannot give it to your cleaning lady, you cannot give it to your dog. What to go do with it? To come on Taz and bring down the Isvet Aruch, Taz, Chatos, and the Yom Shlaimo. So, can you give it to a dog that's not yours? You have no knot of it. So, there's a dog in the street, you're not going to come and play with it. It's a lion walking in the street. Can you give a lion your children over here? Or no, my son, you can't. To come on Taz. I wouldn't ask how do you know. That's not a question. Fine. So, we have a Taz that says you cannot even give it to a dog that's not yours. Because also, if somebody is having a nod of it, it sounds like he's asking it. Even a wild dog, even a cow. What?
She's having
a
nod.
So that's the first what it says. That means first is a concept over here that since someone's having a nod of here, sounds like there's an isser. That's your side. And that's how numerous places can bring down this chumrah of this taz, whether it's a prichodosh, the pirugodim, or the machzor shekel, and chayu, kudayma. At Salah Shein, they point out where is the makar for this, which you're really asking. What's the avon behind it? I'm not having an aw. Let him have an aw. So the makar is in Hilchas Pesach. The loch within Simon Tov Mem Ches, there's a Yerushalmi that's brought down by the Pesachim. The Yerushalmi says, a pasuk in Bo, he says, Lo ye echol chomets. You cannot eat chomets, even to give it to a dog. In fact, what mean even give it to a dog? If it's your dog, what are you having an aw out of it? Of course you can't. Elamai, it means you cannot give it to any dog. So the makar they're getting it from is a pasuk, a Yerushalmi's Jerusha Lo ye echol chomets. That's the makar. If that's so, come on, the Pesach Shul over here, it says, maybe they didn't achumim yuchad the case of Pesach. And therefore, the Pesach Shul brings down, the Goyin says, Dafka Pesach. The Makor Chaim, which is granted the Chavadas, so Dafka is in Pesach. Now, they do point out, look, Makor Chaim over there is a Dafka Pesach, and the Chavadas over here is the Maisa to be Machma like the Taz. So, you're mysterious and deceivous over here. Alocha, the Mishavuan, the Pesach, the Tafim Ches, he brings down two Shitas over here. What's Alocha? Is a loch like the Taz means we take it from Pesach to all the Kimtas. The loch is any Yisir or not, cannot give it to any Klovim. Or the loch is like the going Dakwa by Pesach, other cases of the Maisa, you can be Mekel. The Maisa, most form, either pass like the Taz or Chush for the Taz. The loch is with Maisa, you cannot give it to any dogs, whether it's yours or anybody else's, or any lions, any animals, Maisa cannot give it to. If so, what do you do with it? So first, can you throw it into Rishus Rabbim? What's for to Mechalik? I'm not serving it. Throw it to Rishus Rabbim. So eventually they'll do it by themselves. I just mean Mafka, throw it to Rishus Rabbim. Throw the children outside. So Maisa, look up this Issevet Aruch that Taz is quoting. He says, also you cannot throw it out into the street.
How can you throw it into a dumpster?
Get to that. So, and therefore there are numerous Achoyim bring down the Issevet Aruch, Bechodesh, Machlis Shekel, and others bring it down. They want to because at the end of the day, what's going to happen? Because eventually dogs will eat it. It does not make a difference whether they give them or not, but Maisi causing dogs to eat it. There is Aruch Sab Shalif and Shuvah says, Yesh L'chalik. Over here, the Maisi, first of all, giving to Hefka dogs, the Yishami, also not giving it in front of them, giving it somewhere else. They'll come by themselves. I'm not causing it. The Maisi said, the other one, Taina, the newest place can want Taina, the Maisi be Machma, even to throw into the street, the Maisi cannot go do. If Shami, the Maisi does want Taina, Bizmana Zer, we have a better. It's really, you throw into the garbage, in the dumpster, Lav Dafkin will eat it. It's a Sofik. It's a Sofik. In Kalvishal Hefker. And the case is not in front of them. So you have three things over here. The Maisi wants Taina throwing a dumpster. The Maisi is Mutter. Building upon this similar question, can you, the Maisi, throw it into the ocean? Because there are fish there. Fish there.
Fish
in China. Fish in China. So, the Maisi, the question. They don't eat shawarma?
No, it was a test of it.
No, we had a fish name because you.
They all died.
So Maisa, the question is brought down to Isra, Nemetzal or Abelski, and said, Maisa, the fish, the ocean, the Maisa is not a problem. And one of the good writers, they point out, this Pesach that Simon Tosman involved is brought down over there. If you have chometz in your house on Pesach, what do you do with it? So the place can be down either throw into the bathroom or to throw into the yam. The Mishavur says that Eitzah, Magavram, and all the place over there say, Taz says, just throw into the yam. So we've seen the yam, the mice are not worried about it. It could be again because you have three swaras over here. Who says the fish will get it? Even if they do, maybe it's also a fish to the hefker. Who's going to go with the Taz? And the void, the mice is not putting it in front of them, putting it somewhere else, they're doing it by themselves. Could be for these two reasons the mice those want to be makel. Asa Hasheni, Avad Yosef, Yaakov Yosef, his son, they come on to say, mice are killed, you cannot give it to, fish you cannot give it to also, you're not thrown into the water. But once you're makel, not thrown into the water.
By chomets,
that's what I just said, that's a Hasheni right to be makel.
Right.
Yeah. Masking.
We're
they didn't discuss this question. Now, that means everybody? No. Well, let's step by step.
It either gets burnt or...
Oh, so the next question is, are we supposed to burn Basar V'Chalav? Come on, the Pichonish by us, it's called Yud, and says, anyone says to burn Basar V'Chalav, it's Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. B'Dvar Mishnah. Torah. It's a mistake. Don't say to burn it. Bury it. To burn it is Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. And all the place can bring down this halacha, the Devada, the halacha is by Yisurin, you have to bury it and not burn it. The Maisa, just to defend you, it comes out, it's very interesting, what are you supposed to go do with it? Again, you're supposed to bury it. And the Oedes point out, come on the Taz, the second option, you're supposed to put it into the Beis HaKisai, into the Sheritim. Again, all the place can bring down, either bury it or throw it into the Sheritim. They point out Lechura and not to burn it. Not to burn it. Today they point out Lechura is Mamet Punk Fakert. Again, we're saying it not to burn it, but the case put in the bathroom. Today, Maisa, why is this thing not to burn it? The Svarish way is because Maisa heats up your house. You put it in the oven, it makes food, now it can heat up your food over here. Ging and no, out of the ashes, getting out of it over here. Says the Rabbi Forsh in the Sefer, the blue ones, not the red ones. The blue ones, he comes along and he says, the mice tell you, no one has any knowledge, you're a paramaniac, of burning things. What do? We throw it into our incinerators, no one cares, no one interests, and forget, we have no desires, throw it into incinerators, there's no enjoyment out of it. There's no, why not burn it? Forget, he says, in those days they threw it into the bathroom. The bathroom was a hole in the ground that you threw inside, there's nothing there. Today, you throw it into the bathroom, they flush it. What happens to it, people tell me different things. Either the rats might eat it, it might go to the ocean, they might process it and use it as fertilizer, they seem to somehow use it and they take care of these things over here. So if I get, so to throw into the bathroom today, I'm not sure what they do, but if they do use it, they do press it, they do take it, then you get another shallow of fish, what the loch is, they get it to rats, what the loch is, could be makel anyway, but that's the shallow here, could be if I get. Mashenki, the idea of burning it today, an incinerator, again, I don't think anyone has any enjoyment out of it, and therefore it could be more of a sort to makel today.
What's another
problem? It's burning in there that's a problem. It's cooked already again. You have the children that's bleeding the boss of a hollow. Now I take the children, throw them in the incinerator. So again, so what are you going to do practically? The little time there, again, my force says now, look where you can. You want to say throw in the garbage, or Shaman says, my say you can. Throw in the bathroom, again, you got some Al-Shaila. Could tell me it's roof and do you make it? But it's not exactly the Taz. Don't tell me the Taz tells me you can throw in the bathroom. Nothing to do with the Taz. Tell me other sources you make it. But it's not the Taz. No, it had a hole in the ground.
Right,
they're plumbing, right.
Why is it sitting there relighting the Shaman in the same design?
Because they were not cooked together. First of all, over there, even the El and Pei Zayin, the El Yizut Tzedek is Lach. And it is a visual Bishul. It's a visual
Bishul.
No, but also, he's trying to get rid of it. We discussed even the Pei Zayin. On Pesach, right, we put the chomets. People have to make sure they have a bag of chomets and milk, a bag of fleishiks. Because people are throwing inside pizza and lasagna, they're throwing inside also schnitzel, has crumbs on it, possible challah. It's a problem. And when they make a half kunas every day because there's some Haredi girl inside the...
She got it now.
Okay. So you have to make sure that inside the dumpsters over here is not possible.
No, but they're not
they
about halacha anyways. They're people that are not...
They make sure that basri dumpster and totally... No, we don't seem to worry about this. No, we discussed then, didn't as far as why that's so. Fine. That's the gate to the Eichel by the Isirinah. The gate to the Kalim, if they're... What to go do with them, the objects over here. So first, Could we go sell to goy? So there is an interesting Mag Avram in Siman Tov Nun and Pesach says you cannot sell to goy. Asisura no, and the Ram Shik says only the Lach Mokme have Simurba. The Maisach Sam Shoiv is brought down over here. There's no reason to be Machme Imes Ben Yoimoy. Therefore, Baker the Pugsim says the Maisi can be Mekel. Hagam the Gate of this Pesach, which Shmuel has two sheetahs over there. Could be Pesach at its worst. The Maisach, the way it's brought down over here by Isavetar, Sam Shoiv says the Vadi you can't sell it. Now, could use it as storage. Come look at the Paiskim, Machab and the Torah. They all say that since you're not having Hanof, the Guba Dover, you will put Paris and Tzinin inside of it. Paris and Tzinin. Now, what does that mean? The Loch and Simon Pei Zayin Sevav came along the Ramon and brings down the person who used to make shampoo. They would take a Kli. What? Machaber says, yeah, so Machaber says you allow to use it for Paris and Tzinin. Now, what does that mean not having Hanof, the Guba Dover? The halachan pay zayin tzavav. The mos says you have a kli over here, and you want to make shampoo. So what would they do? They go over to their oven, take the ashes out. The ashes had things that were spilled over from basar from cholov. That's what the oven was. They take the ashes and make it inside this kli, and then they have shampoo. Says the Rambam over there, the halacha is that the kli you should not use to make your heat up water, not use it for soap. May should not go do that. Ad kan Rambam, frek the shach. I the soap. I'm making the soap over here. So the shach is safe from over here. Because basically when you want to make the shampoo, you have no interest of the bleach of the basur, no interest of the bleach of the cholov. You're not having enough from the guf for issa shibai. You have enough from the ashes, the wood over here that burnt. Therefore, even though you're using the it has bleach over here, there's no isser. That means you have your seid over here, that since you're not having enough from the guf for isser, I got me taking the ashes that has bleach of the basur, the cholov, but you have no interest in that. That lamais is mutter.
Also, because it's not edible, it's not food.
Again, it's also by no. Also by no. Nothing new with that. Also by no.
But even if it's not just but it's food, about the tasser.
No, right. Food is also having enough from it.
No, but you don't care for that connection.
So, no, you can have enough. No, food is also by no.
Right, because it's not food.
It's not food, and you have no enough from the Gover Israel, you have no enough from the blossom of Cholo.
Yeah. It needs to be not food, you could have food that
it's, burnt, it's ashes, correct. So fine, we have this halacha again, the Shach said the Mishmur and Simtof Nun says the same. So it's not enough from the Gover Israel, the Mice is motor.
This today that he says, since you're not interested in this beliefs of the blossom of Cholo, so Mela is not considered. But if you apply that idea, then the beliefs itself should be also motor. Because no one is interested in the belias of a kale going into the.
So now goes it clear and everybody knows about Benyamin. It's somewhere because
they're. You're not Benyamin. You think you're Benyamin. Even belias Benyamin. Who's interested in the belias? Ever.
The belias are. No.
Belias.
Then you have Bayah. You have Boss Machal. You have belias going inside. You have a tray going inside. You have chazi going inside your food.
Over here is that eating it.
Now, negate to the pot that's not ben yoimo. What to go do with it? So, if you did use it, so the Taz of Shach being done in the Yam Shleima that there's a chiddush over here. They want to say you have to throw the meyak gedera lenar, even though it's not ben yoimo. What's the svar for it? Once for the being done from the Chas Yaakov is because when you use a pot one time, it has bleis inside of it, and that's easier to cook it the second time. So, since it's easier to cook the second time, well, the first time you're having enough from the bleis inside. Mice and swam all have a very hard time with it's sad to be machm over here to make Dei Lenar. Therefore, the Be'ikr, they bring down the Torah's Chatz, the Tan Shach bring down themselves, the Mol Mice wants to be Mekel, and Be'ikr, the swam Mice are Mekel, and do not throw out the Meyak Dei the Mice Lenar, not like the Shach and Taz, you don't have to worry about that. Now, once we have this Kli over here, that the Loch is you can use for storage, you can put inside Paris and put inside Zainin. What about something Lach? Cold, but slach, it's liquid, or the daf yavish. The case over here is Paris and Sinai. What about a liquid over here? So come along the shach, and meet on base Yosef, even a double lach, even a liquid over here. The guy went this way, Pichodesh went this way. The mice of most places can disagree. The Rebbein Tam, and the Mordechai, the Rishonim, and the Alocha, the Yam Shloima, the Bach, and even the Chochm Zodom, and the Chovetz Chaim, and the Archa Shulchan, the mice of the Machmer. Now, what it sounds like, it sounds like the same machlokes we had in Siman Tzadik Aleph the Beis. When you have a kli iser, I think it sounds like when you have a kli iser, can you put something that's lach inside? The shach said you can, and the Taz says you can't. Now, if it's the same sugyo, that means most pesukim maishes saying you cannot put in lach, Again, the Mishnah Berurah Aruch HaShulchan Achav Mazalim. Therefore, you want to order on a Kli Isser Coke in a hotel, will come out. If you want to say it's the same sugyo. Maisa, I think it's two separate ideas over here. The sugyo over there is a Kli Isser, and here's a Kli Bas Machalva of Kli Isser Hana. That means over here discussing Kli Isser Hana. There, the Paiskim will are Be'ikah being Machmer, negate the sugyo of Lach. Why you have a Baya over here, Gzeir Otom Eis Leis, okay, it's a Kovash over here. And therefore, the Paiskim are being Machmer that only by Yavish, only by Tzainin. Or the case of Paris, Mashenkin, not a case of Balach. Mashenkin with Kli Isser, that's a Shach and Tzadik Al Sabains. There, most places can go with the Shach Salocho, and by case of Lach, even a little Maisa, it can be Mekel. That means you have to Mechalk, but it's Surah and Noah, meaning whether it's possible Cholom, whether it's a case of Yai Nesach, someone said even a case of Kli Pesach, it's Surah and Noah. In those cases, Echonami, Lach, you cannot put your drink inside.
Why can't you just make it between storage and using?
So we're
going to
go to
grocery store.
Sorry.
Where it's
storage,
it's going to be 24
hours. Even can you put coke inside and drink from it?
There's no. Over here, it's going
to
be 24 hours.
No, it won't. It's exactly after 25. No, don't say no. It's exactly.
No.
Mutter lost it. Teicha pays it. Same thing. You serve a plate, a bottle colored plate with apples on top of it. Serve it to your guests. So, Maisa, again, Pashas is two different sugyos over here, and over here will be Machm by a case of Lach, and Mashenkin, now it's in Mitzad
HaKalaf.
The Shach, the problem I'm pointing out, the Shach is Mekel by Lach, and over here is Mekel by Lach. Except most places come over here go against the Shach. So, if you say the same sugyo, that means.
The Shach is Mekel over here, period.
Okay.
The
Chavetz Chaim isn't, the Orch HaShulchan isn't, and the Chochmas Adam isn't, and the Erech HaShulchan isn't, the Maram Shik isn't, the Berak Rila isn't, the Bach is not, the Yom Shleim is not, the Chavetz Chaim is not, and the Radvaz is not.
And how many of those are Mekel and Zadiyam?
Some of them are.
Some?
No, a lot of them, most of them are. We understood then that the Taz is being more Mekel than the Shach. So I think everyone is. Fine. No, you can't ask the video. It's any video, anyway. Fine. The Maisa Adkan, this Chelik, now holding my Sifei. The Sugya of Sifei is now you understand why we did Sadakei first, because Sifei is Sugya of Napanat. You will not understand the Taz and Shachs, and the Steers, unless you learn Sadakei first, and that's Lohar Abba. Dalit. The Eid of the Yemai.